Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Good morning, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you'd want to call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. And lots of great stuff happening in Central Florida real estate. The market is still very hot for buyers and sellers. And I think buyers are having somewhat of a hard time, you know, finding homes and that kind of thing. There's, you know, we had multiple offers on a couple of properties this week and everything. And so that's still happening out there. But the thing that's really important to know as a buyer, if you're out there and you're frustrated, that you can find houses.
Definitely. I mean, you got to be aggressive.
You do have to be aggressive.
And honestly, I think you need to listen to us, because I get that a lot. Oh, you know, I don't want to go that high, and they want to lowball. But then after like three or four rejections, then they're finally, okay, let's have that meeting of the mind. So,
yeah.
Or come to terms.
Yeah. So
come to Jesus meeting, I think, is what we call it, right?
That's right. So what it is, though, is that, and I was talking to a bunch of people yesterday, that basically when it comes down to it, there are things that you can do to make yourself stand out as a buyer, mm-hmm. and to make things really go your way when you've got multiple offers and everything going on. And one of the main things to do is to be pre-approved, or
Definitely.
To have your proof of funds or whatever available to let the seller know that you actually are able to purchase mm-hmm. that property.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big deal. I was looking at a house the other day that I want to say it was like a month ago or 2 months ago. It had to have been about 2 months ago. It was a house that came on the market. I showed it. The line was like wrapped around the building. I was so surprised. The list price was like $455. So, I mean, almost $500,000 here we're talking. And I just could not believe the line of realtors. It was 28 showings the first day it came on the market. So I got a notification that it closed yesterday, because I put myself on it because I was really curious to see the price on it. So it was listed at $455. My buyers went in on an offer. I want to say that we even went $10,000 over, $465. And the gentleman told me he received like 15 offers or some crazy number, maybe even more than that by the time we were done with it. And the notification I got yesterday, it sold for $497. So almost $50,000 over asking price for this home. I mean, it was a really nice home. I don't know if it was $50,000 over or not, but it was a nice home. But it just goes to show that, like you said, you have to be aggressive with it. It doesn't mean that you're going to, you know, obviously pay too much for the house, because an appraisal does come into the home. But if it is something that you want, you do have to, you know, go with, you know, everything out that you have.
Well, and I think that one of the main things is that you have to look at is that you have to determine if it's worth that $1,000 over the price of the time that you're going to own the home, whether you're going to own it for 5 years or whether you're going to own it for 50 years, mm-hmm. you know, does that $1,000 matter if that home is the right home
right,
for you?
Right, one for you, exactly.
And that's really what the decision comes down to. I mean, it's like we're all about getting you the best deal, because we do that all the time. Mm-hmm. However, the number one thing to me is that you're in the home that you want to. You don't want to compromise on that home for maybe $1,000 that, you know, you could have exactly what you want, or you're settling for something that's 90 or 80 or 70% of what you want because of that. And so it really is about being smart about really looking at it and understanding and everything. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, well, how many houses will you show in a day? And if I've got the whole day and you're ready to go and look at it, I mean, we'll look at 10, 15. The most I've ever shown, I think, is 25 in one day. People think I'm nuts when I say that. But when you've got somebody in town from out of town and they've got 2 days, they have to look at everything in those couple of days and they have to make a decision. And if they think they haven't seen it all, then they're not going to make that decision. Mm-hmm. And even if you're in town, it's like taking the Band-Aid off fast or taking it off slow. Let's look at it, because if we look at 10 houses today and one of them stands out and that's the house you want, and you think, well, I'm going to wait a week and see what else comes out there, and then that one is gone, I mean, you're kicking yourself all over.
For sure.
And that's what happens most of the time, is that you might see it in that first outing or second outing or whatever, but you think that, well, I've only seen like three or four houses, and so I don't want to make my decision yet because I think something else might be out there. But that's perfect. So what happens is that people lose houses as a result of that. So, after you've gone through the initial rush of seeing the houses that are out there and really determining that that price point is something that you can live with and that that house is what you want, then you can look at two or three houses at a time to actually just refresh yourself on the new stuff coming out there that you haven't seen yet.
Yep, for sure.
But when you're first starting, I'm a big believer in let's like look at it so that you are understanding the market, you know what's out there, you know what you want, and you can make it happen.
Definitely, especially when we have clients, like you said, that are coming from out of town or out of state. Our houses are so different from, it seems like from up north and things like that. You know, I mean, we don't have the basements or nothing of that nature. So that's always something that they have to say, oh, you know what? I'm not going to have a basement. I get that all the time. Oh, I got to remember, I'm using my garage instead of my basement or something like that. And then you just want to see the details. You want to see the designs. And like you said, I mean, we always start with a list when we go through our first meeting of everything that they want. And then by when they buy the home, half of the things that are on that list that were must-haves are not in that new house because they're seeing so much stuff that they're like, oh, you know what? I didn't even think of this. Or, you know what? I don't need that. I can do away with that and have this instead. So it really helps.
Yep, absolutely. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. Now, one thing that you were mentioning, Danielle, is really important is you said that when we have our first meeting. So when before we're going out and showing those 10, 15, 20 houses or whatever we're seeing in that day, we're actually sitting down and going over what everybody wants and looking at the computer to make sure that we're on the same page, because that's how we can find the houses fast for you and make sure that we've got exactly what you want, because we've already sat down, we've gone through all of the must-haves, all of the things that you'd like that would be nice. Like a lot of times people say they want that fenced backyard because they have a pet, usually a dog that they want to be able to just let them out in the backyard in the middle of the night or whatever, instead of having to, go through a lot of rigmarole. And so, sometimes that's really important to people. And if the house that they find, though, has everything but that fenced in yard, or it's got three sides of it are fenced by the neighbor and they just have to do one more side, they're like, okay, well, that's not going to be too expensive if they can put
Yeah,
that on
I'll make
there.
it work.
So, so there's different things that you can do that you can compromise on a little or look at in order to make things happen. But basically, that initial meeting that we have with people, that we go over, kind of how the process works, what's going to be entailed, what your expectations should be, and what you're looking for, and everything. And then we set up all the clues in regards to if this is a house that, you want to consider and everything, through the questions that we're asking you so that we can communicate within the house. Because, in today's day and age, I mean, let's be honest, in a lot of houses, there are a lot of cameras, there's a lot of microphones, there's a lot of stuff that's going on with the homeowner, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's just the way that it is. But as a person that's looking to buy that house, you don't always feel free to, express your opinion while you're in there because you don't know who's watching or who's hearing or whatever. And I remember one house that I went to is that we were showing the house, and when we left, and it had a ring doorbell and everything like that, and I had left the lights exactly as they were. Well, we'll finish the story after the break. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Hi, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pumet, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we were talking right before the break about cameras and microphones and all that kind of stuff that homeowners have in their homes. And they could be watching while you're looking at their house and everything today. And so I was talking about a house that I was showing, and these were actually people from out of town. It was a vacation home that they were looking for. And so there were two couples that were looking to go in together and that they wanted to purchase the home. And so there were like five of us or whatever that were in the home. And so I left the lights exactly as they were when I came in, you know, and there was just a light in the hallway when you came in. Everything else was dark, but that light was on, and I figured it was on for a reason. So I left it on and left. So as I'm walking out, next to the Ring doorbell, I hear this, "Excuse me, excuse me." And I'm like, "Yes." And it was the homeowner who wanted me to go back in and shut that light off. So they had actually were very in tune to what was going on, and they probably had a camera in there knowing, you know, that it was left on.
Oh, that's funny.
So I had to go back and unlock the house again and go in and turn it off. But it was kind of startling, you know, and the people that I was with, they're like, "Wow, that was weird." But, you know, it's like you tell people all the time that, you know, you just have to know.
Yeah.
And so
that is funny. Yeah. One time I got called out for I had my mask on, but I had it on my ear because I was fiddling with my phone. I mean, it's one of those things. It's like, you know, you can't talk and chew bubble gum. So it's like, I can't hear and have my mask on. I know it sounds funny, or I can't play with my phone and do something. So I had my phone out to open the key, and I took my mask off, but I hung it on my ear. And I put the code back in, and then I got into the house and I did not put it back on. And sure as heck, I got reamed out from the listing agent because the homeowner saw me on the camera and was like, "Oh my gosh, she didn't have her mask on properly." So now I don't do that anymore because you never know when you're going to be seen, but it's true. So I always let people know the same thing. Just, you know, just be cautious of what we're doing and what we're saying. And when we get out and we get to the car, we can talk all we want.
That's right. And that's why a lot of times you see people hanging out in the driveways.
Yeah,
and that because they can talk privately then, and they don't know if they can talk privately outside of that. And, you know, you might not be able to when you're looking at houses, but when it's yours, you can do it that what you want to. But basically what we were saying and how we got off on that really was that meeting with people first and letting you know what the expectations are and how we can communicate within the house to actually make sure that you're seeing what you need to see. And that if it is something that's of interest to you, that we can, you know, make those adjustments and that kind of stuff, and be quick to the draw to do what we need to do, because that's what it requires.
Exactly. Yep.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pumet, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that our free report that we have today is actually the six things you must know before you buy. And to get this free report, you can just dial 833-535-8081, extension 1004. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1004. You don't have to talk to anybody. You can just go ahead and leave us your information, whether it's an email or a mail, and we'll send it off to you, and that's no problem. So the first thing is, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, is that one of the number one things before you buy a house is that you should get pre-approved for a mortgage before you go looking for a home. And the reason for this are quite a few reasons. One of them is that when you do that, you know that you're actually what your payment and everything is going to be before you get started. And the second thing is that if you do like that house, you're going to be able to be ready to purchase it.
Move forward with it, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense, especially with what you said, the first one, to make sure you know what you're qualified for, because they have all those mortgage calculators out there, which are great to kind of give you that stepping stone, but they're not very good because every house is different as far as HOAs, as far as taxes and things like that go. And a lot of those mortgage calculators, they don't have that information, or even what you see online is not portrayed accurately, and
Right.
it can make a big difference. So
Yeah.
you could think, oh yeah, I could qualify for a $300,000 home, but then when you start getting in there and you start calculating those, you might only be eligible for two and a 25 or 250 house, which puts you in a whole different ballgame.
Right.
So it's really good to know, you know, and when the lenders, you talk to the lenders, they'll go over that with you. Okay, this is roughly what your house could be. This is where you want to be at with your taxes. This is where you want to be at with your HOAs. And then you have a really good idea.
Yeah, because there are government regulations that regulate how much your payment can be, and that does include all of those things. Recently, they did add the HOA in that portion of what you can afford because, you know, around here, basically almost everything is in an HOA. And if it's, you know, 280 a year or 240 a year, I mean, that's really not too much. So it's not going to add too much. But there's a lot of them that are a
A
hundred
monthly,
or
yeah.
two a month or whatever. And, you know, maybe it includes your grass being cut, maybe it includes cable, you know, all of those things. But they're actually going to be considered in your as like a monthly payment of a mortgage payment that you're going to have to pay. And so that's going to affect, you know, the amount. And in the taxes, I mean, maybe it's somebody that's lived in it a long time, so and they've got it homesteaded, so the taxes are going to reset when you buy it. But for the calculating purposes of the mortgage, they're going to use the current taxes, which makes it so that you can afford it. But if it's the taxes that supposedly it's going to reset to, you might not be as in as good a shape to do that.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
All things to consider.
Yeah, and when you're looking at it, you know, when you're looking at the taxes and everything, for example, if you're buying a new home, the taxes that first year that they're looking at, I mean, usually it's just the land only. And so it takes a little while for them to catch up. I was actually, you know, looking at you know, one of the somebody was asking me like how much their lot was worth in a particular community. And so I was looking at it and basically, you know, this said that the lots in there usually go for about 50,000, and this one, and so doing this automatic valuation on it, it said it was worth 250, and I'm like going, wow, that sounds really high. And so as I went through it and looked at it, the tax records hadn't caught up yet to the sale that was like a $600,000 house, a $1 million house, and stuff like that. And it said it was land, and I'm like going, this isn't land anymore. This is actually a house, and that's what was sold. And so, you know, when you're looking at some of those automatic calculations of property and you wonder how they can be so off, well, that's why they're not looking at apples to apples. And they're looking at, well, this is still considered from a tax standpoint as land, but it actually is a house now. And so, you know, so that's just one small example of how that stuff happens. But the bottom line is that being pre-approved for a mortgage is really a very important thing when you're going to be looking at a house. And if you're paying cash, then you just have to have something that proves that you've got the means to do that. So most people, you know, you don't really want to show your bank statements and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, you can cross off your numbers and everything. And sometimes you'll have an account that has that amount in it. And so you'll show them that one account. But the other thing that you could do is that you could just get a letter from your banker that says that you have the means to pay cash for this house, which I find that that's the much better way. That they don't know your whole financial situation. They just know that you can afford the house, which is the important thing that
Important
they
part of
need to
it.
know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you don't have to put any dollar amount in there, or it could just say, you know, my client can afford up to $300,000 for this
Yeah.
house or something like that. And
Yeah.
they don't have to see the assets or the bank statement or anything. So it works out well in my opinion. Yeah, I think the letter's the best way to go.
Yeah, I do too. And so whether you have a pre-approval letter or a proof of funds letter, you know, one of those two things are something that you definitely, you know, want to know. The number two thing is what's the monthly dollar amount that you're comfortable committing to? And again, we've talked about this many times too, that many times you qualify for more of a loan than you actually want to spend. I mean, maybe, you know, it's like that you could spend up to like 30% or whatever of what you're making, but maybe you're only comfortable with spending maybe 25% or something. And so knowing what that payment is something that is very important, to you to know that you've got your finances in the shape and the way that you want to have it. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plumet from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. And so we're talking about the six things that you should know before you buy a house. It's a lot of information. So if you'd like this free report, you can call anytime to 833-535-8081, extension 1004. You don't have to leave your or talk to anybody. You just have to leave us your address or your email address, and we'll get it right off to you.
So a good thing, though, that, sorry to cut you off, but on that thing, like, I'm working with a gentleman who his he's approved, or he could qualify for up to like $2,200 a month, but he so does not feel comfortable because he's used to paying, right now I think he pays 16 and a quarter for rent, and he, you know, he makes really nice money, you know, he's a big wig with Racetrack, but he's like, I don't want to pay that, you know. So you know, we've been looking at to be around the 17, but it's a good note because, like you said, I mean, he's qualified to, I think it's 3 and a quarter, but he wants to spend around 270 is where he's at. So it doesn't mean just because that's what you're qualified for, that that's what you need to spend. I mean, at the end of the day, it's got to be what you feel comfortable spending, because you're definitely not coming to me and saying, hey, Danielle, can I borrow $400 this month to pay my mortgage? So, you know, you want to make sure that it's where you're feasible and you feel comfortable with.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. All right, the next thing that it talks about is that it says that you should be thinking about your long-term goals and expected situation to determine the type of mortgage that best suits your needs. Perfect. So, for example, you know, like an FHA mortgage, that has mortgage insurance that's included. And that's another thing that on those calculators you were talking about that may not be in there.
They don't ever put that on there. They automatically, because I was on Zillow just playing around the other day at a property just to see, because the lady was so adamant that the payment was like, I don't remember, like $1,400. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like great. And it was because they were assuming that she was putting 20% down. So when I took that 20% out, because she is an FHA first time home buyer, I put in 3.5%. It went up to almost 18 something. It was like 1875 or something like that for that property, because now the difference has changed, the rate has changed, and then also so did the amount and then the down payment, and then it did include, because it was $118 for that mortgage insurance. So that's something that you have to put into consideration. So it was almost $400 difference that she was, you know, really adamant about, and she almost thought I didn't want her to have that house. And I'm like, no, it's definitely not that. And then we went through it and I'm like, oh well, look right here, it automatically defaults to 20%. So that's something that you have to consider too. So every loan is going to be different with their things, but with that FHA, you're right. They do. If you don't have 20% down, then you are going to come up with your mortgage insurance.
Yeah. And unless you refinance, you're always going to have mortgage insurance on an FHA loan. If you go conventional, many times when you do have 20% equity in the home, then that mortgage insurance goes away. And so, you know, so you can get a loan, and we've talked about it many times, that you can buy a home for the same amount or less than what you're renting for generally. But, you know, but in doing that, and that does include the mortgage insurance and all of those kinds of things is what we're talking about. But many times when you're looking at those calculators and that kind of stuff, it doesn't include that. And if you don't have 20% to put down, then you're going to have mortgage insurance 9 times out of 10. And it is based somewhat on the conventional side. It's based on what your credit score is, you know, how much that's going to be. And it's also based on how much you're putting down and everything like that. But I mean, I remember that I had a lady who her mortgage insurance, because her credit score was so great and everything like that, was actually zero when she was only putting 3% down. So, you know, it said you have mortgage insurance and the amount every month is zero. So, I mean, that was obviously really nice for her and everything, and applauded her good work of having a great credit score and everything. But it's still manageable, affordable, and all those kinds of things. But you need to know, what's going on. And maybe you're a two income prop family and everything now, and then one person, you're planning on having kids, and so as a result of that, you're only going to be a one income earner home. I mean, maybe you're going to qualify on both incomes, but you're going to plan on that you've only got one. And so really looking at your long-term goals and how long you're planning on staying in the house and all of those kinds of things definitely come into to play when you're trying to make that decision. And so it's a lot of information that you want to look at and know and everything like that. If you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at your home sold guaranteed realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So next on our list here of our free report, that again, if you'd like to get it, it's 833-535 8081 extension 1004 is that you want to make sure that you understand what prepayment privileges and payment frequency options you have available to you. Now, most of the time people pay their mortgage on a monthly basis. And most of the time today, there's not a prepayment penalty, but there are loans out there that there are prepayment penalties. That means that if you refinance within a certain period of time, that you have to pay X amount of dollars for that. So that's a question that you definitely want to know and you want to ask to make sure because, if you maybe you're at a little bit higher interest rate and so, you want to refinance, but if you refinance, it's going to cost you maybe $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. That might not be a good move for you. If you wait 3 or 4 months, then that might not be the case. But you want to know going into your loan exactly, what the case is on that. Today, most loans do not have a prepayment penalty, but there, like I said, there are a few that are. So you want to make sure that you know what you're going into and make sure that that's that. And then the next thing is asking if your mortgage is portable and assumable. This is rare in today's market for a mortgage to be portable or assumable. It's usually that everybody has to go through the same process, and it's just easier to go ahead and get a new loan than having somebody assume something. So you want to make sure that you're, doing what is right for you, but it's really tough. What an assumable loan is, if you don't even know, is that say, and I had one of these, my first property that I bought, that the guy owed, I was able to put the 20% down. So he owed like 80% on the property, and I was able to just take over his loan. They did the credit checks and all that kind of stuff on me, but I was able to take his loan. And so at that time, the interest rates were crazy high. And so it actually blended what the rate he had and what the rates were currently at the time. So it made it so that it was pretty,
Pretty
pretty
doable.
good and doable. And portable means that you could take that loan to another house. Again, not too probable in this market. You can port your property taxes, but and there's some rules and things that you need to do to do that. But that's some of the things that you can do. But
Tricks of the trade.
loans, not so much right now. And the another thing that it says on here is that you should seriously consider dealing with a mortgage expert. And I agree 100% with this. I mean, there is just like there's a difference in real estate agents that you deal with, there's a difference in the mortgage people that you work with too.
Definitely. Yeah, and you want to actually talk to them, find out what programs, if there are any that are available to you. If you went FHA, what's my interest? Because every program is going to be different, especially with the rates that they offer. I mean, just because they advertise 3.1 going on right now, that could be that you have to have a certain credit, you have to have a certain down payment. It also depends on the loan type that you do. So it's good to talk with somebody that, yeah, is an expert in that field. So we're expert in homes, and they're going to be the expert in lending. So Definitely.
Yeah, and but it definitely, getting the right people on that and the people that are gonna, tell you the truth on that and all that kind of good stuff too. And what we're finding more than ever today is that the lenders are taking much longer than they used to, only because they're so busy.
Yep, definitely.
So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plumet, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we're talking today about the six things you must know before you buy. And our free report, if you'd like to get it, is 833-535-8081, extension 1004. You don't have to talk to anybody, and just leave us your address or email address and we'll send it out to you. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1004. So as you know, there are a lot of subtle changes in the way you approach mortgage shopping, and even small differences in the way you structure your mortgage, and it'll either cost you or save you literally thousands of dollars and years of expense. And that's basically why, we have this free report. That's why we like to work with buyers and work through and go through and make sure that, the mortgage professional that you're working with, that they actually are putting you in the right product and that you're comfortable with it and it makes sense and all of that kind of stuff as we're going along.
Yep.
And that's why it's so important to do it really before you find the house, because after you find the house, and you're completely in love with the house and then you can't afford it, that's even more heartbreaking.
Oh my gosh, that's the worst.
And then, it's like everything that you're looking at compares to that house that you couldn't have or whatever. And so it really makes a lot of sense to do this to make sure that you're where you need to be and have what you need to have in order to make those things happen.
For sure. Nothing's worse than, like you said, getting so far into the process. And then when they start going over the numbers with you, and then, what you thought was going to be, let's say, 1500, and now it's 1800 or something. And you're like, oh, my gosh, how am I going to make that work? And like you said, you've already gotten so far in the process just to find out that you can't get that home is really, it's a gut-wrenching experience. Thank goodness we haven't really experienced it that much. Sometimes things happen, that maybe you lose a job or, something changes with it. So that's a different scenario. But
right.
If it's something like this and it was just because the due diligence wasn't done in the beginning, and then, you're finding out towards the end, it is really hard. And then, like you said, every house after that is something that's compared to it.
Right. So that's, again, why we like to have the meeting at the beginning to go through exactly what you're looking for, what's important to you. What are the must-haves? What are the I really don't want? What are the it would be nice to have? All of those things that we're going over. And that takes time, because it's not just about, hey, I just want a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house in this neighborhood. Because, a lot of times that's all people think that they need to know. And there is so much more that we need to know when it comes down to it,
oh my
to
gosh,
really
a
look
lot.
At it. And so that's what's really important, is to make sure that all of the I's are crossed, the T's are, or the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and all of that kind of stuff, to make sure that you've got exactly what you want and how you need it. And so I really, really like our first time meeting, that we meet with people. And then after that, let's go out there and, look at the houses that you need to look at, as many of them as you need to look at, so that you feel like you're making a good decision. And I was telling, people, the group of people I was talking to yesterday, is that, there was the one client that I was working with, and, we were looking at this one house, and he said, well, if it had this, 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 and this, then, I would buy this house. And I said, okay. So the next house we went to, it had all of those things. This is only like the second or third house. The guy's from Canada. He's never looked at houses in Orlando before. And it had everything. And And I knew it was a great deal. It was really a good deal. And he looked at me and he said, "Oh, well, I guess this is everything that I said it needed." And I'm like, "Yeah, it kind of is." And so I said, "So are you ready to put an offer?" He goes, "Well, I guess, but he was kind of skeptical about it. So we went ahead and we put in the offer. Now, it had just come on the market. We got the offer accepted and everything, and we were in process of doing it, but we didn't stop. We still went out and we looked at other houses. And the reason that we did that was because he needed to know that that house that he was getting actually was a really good deal. I knew it, but he had only looked at three or four houses, and so he wasn't 100% convinced. But then we went and looked at other houses that were in the same price range and had the same, things, and he was so thankful that he had put in that offer because it was exactly what he wanted. And he's owned that property now for 10 or 15 years and just loves it. Whereas, if we wouldn't have done that, he wouldn't have gotten that house. And I believe he wouldn't have even ever bought something, probably, because, he was from Canada. He really didn't need to. And he would have always compared it to that house that got away. So you have to make sure that you're doing the things that are, going to make it happen. And, then, continue to do the due diligence to make sure that that's the right house. So that's why, we might show you a lot of houses when we get started, but we're going to make sure that you're aware of what's out there and you don't have any regrets, because we do offer that program that if you're not satisfied with your home purchase, then we'll buy it back or sell it for free in the first 18 months. So we want to make sure that you find the right house. And
Exactly.
that's what it's about.
For sure.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. And to finish off the show, I think we've got some properties that we want to talk about today.
I've got a cute one here that it just came on Monday, so only 2 days ago, which is great. And it's not on the market yet. We do like to showcase houses usually the first week. I think the way that this works is they'll showcase them the first week, see what kind of activity. So it is off market. It is located in Davenport. It is a mobile home. The owners have lived there. They're actually from Pennsylvania. They bought it for their daughter. About 14, 15 years ago that they, bought it for her. Then she's, moved on. She's gotten, she's getting married and she's got a child on the way and stuff. So she's really active and doing her own thing. And she actually moved to Rhode Island. So the parents for the last 2 years have been using it for their second home, but they're getting up in age and they don't like to drive anymore, coming from Pennsylvania. He says it gets longer and longer every time we come. So he's, trying it out now like this. So it's listed at 99,000, so perfect price point. It is in a mobile home area, however, you do own the land, which is nice. It is in a park, but the HOA is included. It's 160 a month. Really great location in Davenport. I mean, a hop, skip, and a jump to 192, and then a hop, skip, and a jump to I-4. So you're like really smack dab right in the middle. But it's going to be listed at 99 is where if we don't get any takers this week, we're going to put it on the market. But it's 2 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. However, you can make a third bedroom if you needed because it looks like there was one at one time and they just took the wall down. But as you know, to put a wall up in a mobile home, maybe it's $1,000, $2,000 because it's already got a closet. So it's really nice. Corner lot, it does have a carport. It's got a huge shed in the back. Washer and dryer, all appliances are included in the property. And like I said, it's 99,000. I think it's a heck of a deal for a mobile home. So it would be perfect for what they've been doing where, whether they bought it, you buy it for an intent, and
One of your kids
kids
working,
want it. Yep, exactly.
vacation home.
Vacation home, snowbird home, whatever you want. It's actually funny because they bought that house and then their son ended up buying one like 2 years later. So that's why they kept coming back because the daughter was there and the son was there. But then, like I said, she's moved on. Now she lives in Rhode Island. So, they're just like, oh, the drive. But really cute house. The roof is probably around 12 years old. AC is about the same because all that stuff was changed out right before they bought it. But it's in very great condition, very good condition, very good. like I said, corner lot, washer dryer, all appliances are included, and it would be one heck of a deal in my opinion. Whether you buy it outright or you even rent it out, because it was funny, he was showing me the neighbors and the couple across the street are renters and they're paying $1,200 a month for almost the same setup, in the mobile home park. So again, I mean, return on investment is amazing. Or if you were to just buy it outright or even as a second home, because they were saying that, they were looking into doing like the short-term stays when they come. And they were like, well, we were looking into that. It is pretty pricey. I mean, it's about 15 to 2,000 a month that you would spend for that if you went, on that choice. Especially for the time that they're coming. So I think that it would be a great deal for somebody. And currently right now it is off market. So I think it'd be great.
Okay, so in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a good one.